السلام عليكم. إلى الشيخ الأمروي الفلسطيني أنا الشعب في محمد اختصار نقول الله عن قدره فإذا في السوء طيبا جلين جب نبي كي قدم صلى الله عليه وسلم. میری قسمت کہاں یہ طواف حرم میری قسمت کہاں یہ طواف حرم جس زمین پر چلے تھے نبی کے قدم میری قسمت کہاں یہ طواف حرم جس زمین پر چلے تھے نبی کے قدم جس سے چپکے تھے کل سینے انبیاء جس سے چپکے تھے کل سینے انبیاء میرے سینے کو حاصل ہے وہ ملتزم میرے سینے کو حاصل ہے وہ ملتزم معجزہ ہے کہ آلات پیمانت معجزہ ہے کہ آلات پیمانت وسط دنیا میں ہے کعبہ محترم وسط دنیا میں ہے کعبہ محترم اور بنوایا گھر اپنا یوں مختصر اور بنوایا گھر اپنا یوں مختصر سہل ہوتا کہ سب کو طواف حرم سہل ہو سا ہوتا کہ سب کو طواف حرم ورنہ مالک اگر گھر بناتا بڑا ورنہ مالک اگر گھر بناتا بڑا کھا کے غش گرتے سب زائران حرم کھا کے غش گرتے سب زائران حرم میری قسمت کہاں یہ طواف حرم میری قسمت کہاں یہ طواف حرم جس زمین پر چلے تھے نبی کے قدم اپنے کعبے کا پھیرا کیا مختصر اپنے کعبے کا پھیرا کیا مختصر صاحب بیت کی ہے یہ شان کرم صاحب بیت کی ہے یہ شان حرم گو حرم کے پہاڑوں پہ سبزہ نہیں گو حرم کے پہاڑوں پہ سبزہ نہیں اے مگر دوستو پاسبان حرم ورنہ حاجی درختوں میں بیٹھے ہوئے ورنہ حاجی درختوں میں بیٹھے ہوئے کیمرے میں لیا کرتے باغ حرم کیمرے میں لیا کرتے باغ حرم رب کعبہ سے بھی اور کعبے سے بھی رب کعبہ سے بھی اور کعبے سے بھی دور کر دیتے ہم کو جبال حرم دور کر دیتے ہم کو جبال حرم ان پہاڑوں پہ بھی حفظ توحید کا ان پہاڑوں پہ بھی حفظ توحید کا رب کی جانب سے ہے انتظام حرم رب کی جانب سے ہے انتظام حرم یہ بھی ہجرت کا ایک راز تکوین ہے یہ بھی ہجرت کا ایک راز تکوین ہے ورنہ روزہ بھی ہوتا جوار حرم ورنہ روزہ بھی ہوتا جوار حرم قلب عاشق کے دو ٹکڑے ہوتے یہاں
قلب عاشق کے دو ٹکڑے ہوتے یہاں درمیان حرم روزہ محترم درمیان حرم روزہ محترم جا کے طیبہ میں دیکھ سبز گنبد پہ جا جا کے طیبہ میں دیکھ سبز گنبد پہ جا اور مکے میں ہو جا فدائے حرم اور مکے میں ہو جا فدائے حرم بت وطن کے بھی ہجرت سے سب گر گئے بت وطن کے بھی ہجرت سے سب گر گئے سوئے طیبہ چلے جب نبی کے قدم سوئے طیبہ چلے جب نبی کے قدم آپ کے گھر میں اختر کی یہ حاضری آپ کے گھر میں اختر کی یہ حاضری ایک نااہل پر ہے خدا کا کرم ایک نااہل پر ہے خدا کا کرم میری قسمت کہاں یہ طواف حرم میری قسمت کہاں یہ طواف حرم جس زمین پر چلے تھے نبی کے قدم جس سے چپکے تھے کل سینہ انبیاء میرے سینے کو حاصل ہے وہ ملتزم جس زمین پر چلے تھے نبی کے قدم
الحمدللہ وکفا وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين صدق الله مولانا العظيم This very beautiful poem of our Shaykh Rahimahullah, very beautifully rendered by Ijaz and very befitting for the present occasion. Everyone's heart should be attached now to Baytullah Sharif especially, and together with that, what Rauza-e Mubarak also, not only if our family is gone that we are asking their welfare, but our real family, the not blood relation, but Iman relation and Islam relation. Muslims of the world are gathered there at Makkah Sharif, Madinah Sharif. Our hearts also should be there. We should be making daily dua for them, at least once a day, even more. But we should think, do we even think about the great, great event that is taking place? If we are not even thinking, we're not even making one dua, our attachment is not there, we should reassess our Iman level also. Because it should be that we should be feeling for that place and we should have a desire that we were also there. So this beautiful poem that takes us there, Su'e Taiba Chale Nabi Ke Qadam. Walking towards Taiba, Madinatul Munawwara, in the footsteps of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Meri qismat kaha ye tawaf haram. What a great honor Allah has blessed me. What a great thing Allah has put in my taqdeer that I am making tawaf of the Kaaba Sharif. That a person should think, where me and where the tawaf of the Kaaba? As Hazrat explains, where the Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam made tawaf. Where all the righteous and pious servants and me, a great sinner, an ignorant, useless person, and I have the honor to be there. So at least in our thoughts we should be there. And we should also make dua for those who are there and ask them to make dua for us also. Jis zameen par chale the Nabi ke qadam, on which very ground the footsteps of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam also fell. Today I'm walking in that place. What an honor Allah has bestowed upon me. Jisse chipke the kal Sina-e Anbiya, and the bosoms, the chests of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, with what they were attached. میرے سینے کو حاصل ہے وہ ملتزم ٹوڈے مائی بوزم مائی چیسٹ آئی ایم پٹنگ اٹ ایٹ دا سیم پلیس ایٹ دا ملتزم دا پلیس بٹوین دا حجر اسود اینڈ دا ڈور آف دا کعبہ شریف وچ از ملتزم وچ از ویئر دعاز آر ڈیفینیٹلی ایکسپٹڈ اینڈ ایوری نبی وینٹ اینڈ میڈ گریٹ گریٹ دعاز دیر ٹوڈے اللہ ہیز گیون می دا اپرچونٹی دیٹ آئی ایم دیر اینڈ آئی ایم ناؤ اسٹک آئی اسٹک مائی سیلف with the multazam, where the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. What a great honor Allah has given to this ummat. No other ummat has got it. And we should honor and we should treasure this great, great blessing which Allah Ta'ala has given us. Mu'ajaza hai, ke alaate paimane the. This is also one great miracle that all the different ways of measuring the center of the earth, geographically, there are different ways to come to the center of the earth. Whichever method they use, waste dunya mein hai, Kaaba-e Muhtaram. Exactly in the middle of the whole world, exactly in the center, Allah has put the Kaaba Sharif. So what a great blessing, another great blessing of this ummah. Aur banwaya ghar apna yu mukhtasar. And Allah Ta'ala had his house made so very small. The Kaaba Sharif comparatively small. Hazrat used to explain in various talks that big people, rich, wealthy people, people of position build big, big houses. And they don't have one house, they have two, three houses. And how sprawled out aren't all the houses. For the servants' quarters separate, for this service separate, huge it is spread out. But Allah the greatest, out of the kindness and mercy for mankind, Allah made his house very small. Why did he make it so small? Sahal hota ki sabko tawaf haram. So that the tawaf should have been, may have been made so easy for everyone. Hadrat should say that actually, Allah Ta'ala, according to Allah's great, great lofty position, Allah's house, Allah should have made it from Makkah Sharif till Jiddah. And then if we had to make tawaf, which Hazrat explains in front, Varna Malik agar ghar banata bara. If Allah had made his house very big, right from Makkah till Jiddah, khake ghash girte sab zairin haram. All the visitors, those making tawaf, should have become unconscious and should have fallen down. They should never have been able to complete even one round, half a round, quarter round of the tawaf. And now that Allah made it small like this, a person makes the tawaf. And if you have built a spirit, how you enjoy going around the Kaaba. Then it's not just a matter of circumambulating the Kaaba, but it is much more. Like we see, great, great lessons that we learn from children. Just a few days ago, one of our friends who are here, I dreamt that he's got a small baby in his hand. And he's past the age of having babies, but Allah gives when Allah wants to. So he complained to me and he said, Hazrat, this baby cries so much all the time. The baby is crying. So I said, the baby is teaching us to cry. And we have to cry to Allah Ta'ala. So the baby, from the babies, we get great, great lessons. That one lesson is this, how they keep on crying. We should be crying to Allah Ta'ala like that. But unfortunately, we don't cry. Allah wants us to, He's got the babies to teach us to cry. Another great lesson that we learn from the babies, that when they, a few months or so, or a few, then they stand up and they fall down. Then they stand up again. They take a step, they fall down. Then they stand up again. They take two steps and fall down. Stand up, hold something and walk. So this shows their strong motivation. How strong and positive they are, that we want to walk. Finally, not only they walk, they run and jump also. And then you see what funny tricks they do on the bicycles also. Where they reach, and our heart comes out in our throat. What is the child doing now? And at one stage, so we also in the path of suluk, we shouldn't give up. We should be motivated. We should also be strong. Even if we fall down, we make mistakes. Like Shah Wasiullah Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi had said so beautifully, humne is tarah se tay ki manzil hai. We covered our path to Allah in this way, ke uthe, ke chale, ke we walk, gire, we fell down. پھر اٹھے, we got up again, چلے, we walked again. Then suddenly we started running everything. So a person at the beginning, it is, he will fall down. But never give up hope. Learn from the baby. There isn't a person today, unless he's got a his handicap, but there isn't a baby who didn't learn to walk. Everyone, they were successful not only in walking, running, jumping. So in suluk also, nobody has to be unsuccessful. Learn it from the babies. And Allah has made it such, you were a baby yourself. And if you don't remember when you were a baby, you got a baby today. And if you haven't got a baby, but there are enough babies in your family. There are enough babies in the whole society. So learn this great lesson from babies. Another great lesson we learn from babies also, that when they want something, first how they flatter. The mummy or the daddy, Abba, they're so small, but they know how to flatter. They will come, Ammi, you are so nice, give me 5 cents, give me a chappies. Eh? They know how to flatter. So when we ask Allah, we must praise Him first also. We should learn from the babies that first flatter Allah. Allah wants it. And praise Allah Ta'ala and then ask Allah Ta'ala. And just wrap it up in your praises. Allah will give it to you. And then if the baby doesn't get it, see how it's after the mother all the time, behind the mother, going round and round of the mother, begging for what it wants until it gets it. So we also should be like that. The crying of the baby, we should also learn a great lesson. One great buzurg, he was owing people money. And it came now, it was his last time, he was leaving the dunya. So all of them came to come and claim their money. He pulled a sheet over him and he just lied motionless, quiet. And they're all sitting, waiting for them, and big amounts. They are waiting. He's not making a movement, not even breathing. Then suddenly a little boy was passing in the gully and the boy was selling mitai. And he was shouting, anyone want mitai? Buy mitai for so much. Then suddenly he took the sheet off. And he told, buy that mitai from the boy. So, and he bought all the mitai. So the boy also got happy. Today I don't have to work hard early in the morning. My whole sales I've done. I've sold all my stock. And I can go home and play the whole day. Give my mother the money. And I can play now. I've done my job. So after this mitai came, sweet meats, he distributed it to all. And he pulled the sheet over and he slept again. Again, no motion, no nothing. Now naturally, the child is not going to keep quiet. The child started crying. Because he has to go home, and if he hasn't got the mitai, he hasn't got the money, his mother is going to hit him. He has to either have the mitai, return it, or he must give the money and give the money. He started crying. When he started crying, then somebody came with a huge amount of money and gave it to the buzurg as a hadiah present. And then he distributed it to everyone. Take how much I'm owing you. Each one take your amounts. So they were all surprised. What is this? We don't understand what is happening. He said, you people want your money, but you're not crying to Allah. Well, there was need of somebody crying. When the baby, when this little child started crying, Allah's rahmat came down. So that is a great deficiency today. We make, and Allah is so kind that if you can't cry, Allah ordered, just make your face like a crying person. Allah knows exactly, and He told that you're pretending, and Allah knows you pray, but that also is sufficient for Allah. Allah say, I accept that also, even your pretense. So we should learn to make dua. Allah's azab that comes down, when it has been unleashed, it doesn't go back. Before it has been unleashed, people make dua, give sadqah, make tawbah, come, turn, change their lives. Allah keeps His azab away. But when it is unleashed, then Allah doesn't draw it back again. Only on one occasion, and that was also when children were crying. Because of that, Allah pulled His azab, which He had unleashed, He had pulled it back again. So crying is a great thing. So this we should try and do. When we go to the Kaaba, and Allahu Akbar. One alim came to Hazrat in Makkah Sharif and told Hazrat that I just can't seem to cry. I want to cry. I desire to cry, but tears just don't come. Hazrat just smiled and told him, go to the Multazam. So he said, now how will that solve my problem? Now how will I start crying? Hazrat said, you do what I tell you. You just go to the multazam. He went. The next day he came to the majlis smiling, happy. Hazrat asked, what happened? You so happy today? Yesterday you were very sad. He said, how I cried, how the tears came. Hazrat asked, what happened? When I went to the multazam, I found everyone crying. I also just started crying. When there's an environment of something, that thing has an effect on you also. If it is cold outside, people got their overcoats, people got their jerseys, jackets on. But inside the house there are heaters, everything. So automatically a person starts pulling off all his clothes and hangs it up. The environment makes you automatically do it. So the same way, where there is an environment, then that has an effect on a person. So the multazam is such a place that a person should go there. And perhaps Allah has made this in His wisdom also. When you go to the multazam, you don't get immediately praised. There are enough people there, and you have, if you want to and you are sincere and serious, you have to wait. In other words, get you also briefed up. That you see them crying, you also build your mood of crying. You don't qualify to come here till you don't cry. So build up your mood of crying, then you'll come forward and your chest and your bosom will be with the Kaaba Sharif. Then start making your du'as and cry also. And then leave a sabak for the next person who comes. Don't just go there like that. You cry and the next person will also. Apne Kaaba ka phera kya mukhtasar. Allah made the tawaf of His house very small and easy. Sahibi bait ki hai ye shaan e karam. This is the great mercy of Allah. Allah did not keep His high position in mind. Allah kept our comfort in mind. Make it easy for my bandas. Otherwise Allah, like usually a big person, He doesn't worry for anyone else. I want things my way and everyone must comply to that. But Allah Ta'ala, for the sake of His bandas, made His house so small so that everyone can manage and make the tawaf there. Go haram ki paharo pe sabza nahi. Though there isn't greenery on the mountains of the harams. Maybe if you travel between Makkah and Medina, the mountains of Makkah, the mountains of Medina, no greenery there. And there is great wisdom in there also. Hey magar dosto pasbaan haram. But they are the ones who are the guardians of the haram. And in two ways. One way, Hazrat explains here, warna haji darakhto mein baithe hue. Otherwise, the haji should have gone for hajj, and the beautiful greenery, there are beautiful fountains, little dams and lakes everywhere. Beautiful greenery, like the Eastern Transvaal, like the Garden Road, like Switzerland, Kashmir, etc. All these beautiful places, all the people should have taken their picnic baskets, taken their cameras, and they should have left Kaaba Sharif. And they should have gone there with the family. Today, how many people picnic in the Haram also? And if the mountains were like that, beautiful green, and today families and families are going. Then they should have gone with their families, left the Kaaba Sharif, and they should have gone to all the mountains and all the beautiful greenery. Kamre mein liya karte baagh-e haram. And they should have taken their cameras and they should have gone to the beautiful orchards and gardens of the haram. And they should have spent their time there. Another great wisdom, which Hazrat is not written here, but Hazrat explained it many times, that the amount of hajis that come and sanitization or all that hygiene, cleanliness, though it is done to a very great extent, but the huge crowds. And if there was all this greenery, then there should have been a lot of diseases that should have spread also. These mountains are dry, black, burnt rock. It burns out all the diseases, everything. Otherwise, every year, you should have heard of a cholera outbreak. You should have heard of this epidemic, that epidemic. So many millions of hajis died because of this, because of that. So Allah has made it such that naturally that people are saved of all these diseases also. Rabbi Kaaba se bhi aur Kaaba se bhi. If there was all this greenery on the mountains, then from the Lord of the Kaaba, from Allah Ta'ala, and from the Kaaba itself, dur kar dete humko jibal-e-haram. the mountains of the Haram should have taken us and removed us from Allah and from the Kaaba. Today also we see the people who are normally nice, five times namazis, everything, go for a picnic and you become lax. Your namazis also, you are making it just in awkward times also, rushing and finishing it also. Had you been at home, how you made your namazis, you don't make it like that normally in a picnic. There you go for a holiday, you go for a picnic, then your namazis also lax, all your other ma'amulats become lax also. So if all that greenery was there, all the people should have gone to the greenery and they should have become lax in their namazis also. And at the same time we must think from this a great lesson that nobody is going to make the greenery, though some places they have already started making the mountains green, waterfalls are falling, etc. at various places, but the shopping malls they have made, that is a great, great distraction for people also. And sometimes they bring a circus also there to Medina Sharif, out on the outskirts of Makkah Sharif. Children's entertainment they have made, other types of entertainment. We must be very careful of this, and we should attach ourselves just to the Kaaba, to the Rosa, to the Masjid and Nabawi, and to Allah Ta'ala, that we should attach ourselves, not all the entertainment and especially the shopping malls and all that, we should keep away from that completely. In paharo pe hifz e tawheed ka rab ki janib se intizam e haram. And in these mountains Allah has kept the protection of tawheed, the oneness of Allah Ta'ala in the form of these mountains, how Allah Ta'ala has protected it. Ye bhi hijrat ka ek raaz e taqween hai. This is also one great secret, one great wisdom of the hijrat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That why did Allah Ta'ala make Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam leave Makkah Sharif and go to Medina Sharif? If Allah wished to, we could have given hidayat to the people of Makkah, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam should have stayed there, lived there, passed away there, and his Qabr Mubarak should have been in near the Kaaba Sharif. Right next to the Kaaba, one side Kaaba, right next to it the Rosai Mubarak also. And what was the secret that Allah Ta'ala made? One of the secrets that Allah made, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made hijrat, and his Qabr Mubarak is round about 450 kilometers away from the Kaaba Sharif. Varna Rosa bhi hota jawari haram. Otherwise, if the Rosa Mubarak was also next to the Haram Sharif, both were together, the Haram or next to the Kaaba, both were there. Qalbi aashik ke do tukre hote yaha. The heart of the aashik, the lover of Allah, should have been broken into two pieces. Must I make tawaf, must I go and read salatu salam. So Allah made it, when you are in Medina Sharif, then you are by Rosa Mubarak. When you are in Makkah Sharif, you are at Kaaba Sharif. Otherwise, your heart should have been broken between the two. That now you want to go to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Then you think of Kaaba Sharif, of Allah. Now you are making tawaf. Now you think I must go by Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Your heart should have been broken in two. Darmiyani haram, rauza muhtaram. If the haram of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the rauza muhtaram was just near the haram of Makkah Sharif, people's hearts should have been broken. Jaake Taiba me de sabz gumbad pe ja. Now go to Medina Sharif and give your life now reading Salatu Salam. What great itminan and total yaksui, being one-sided. Now present your Salatu Salam to Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Or Makkah me hoja fidae haram. And when you are in Makkah Sharif, now go to Multazam. Now pour your heart out there. One direction only you got. Just like a person who has got two wives, how difficult it is for him. Yeah, if it's like that, if both were in one place, Rauza Mubarak and Kaaba, now you should have, your heart should have been broken, and you couldn't do justice to either of the two. Now Allah made it such a way, when you're in Medina Sharif, your heart is just there, with Medina, with Rauza Mubarak, etc. When you're in Makkah Sharif, now your heart is here. So how beautiful Allah has set it out for us. Bute watan ki bhi hijrat se sab gir gaye. Another great lesson that we learn, from the hijrat that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah arranged it that he had to leave Makkah Sharif. When he left Makkah, when he stood on the outskirts of Makkah, he looked at Makkah Sharif and he said, oh, how I love you. I should never have left you had my people not forced me out of you. So, what was another secret in there? Su'e Taiba chale jab Nabi ke qadam. When Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam walked towards Madinatul Munawwara, then there was, he broke the idol of home, sweet home. That's what we have got. So that is also really for a Muslim, in his vocabulary and his language, there mustn't be home, sweet home, meaning our home. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say that break the idol of the love of your home also. The whole world is a watan for a Muslim. The whole world is the home of a Muslim. And we are not confined to one place. The alim, the mujahid, the muballigh must not feel this is my house, the whole world is my house. And I have to take the message of Islam to the whole world. I must establish Islam in the whole world. A alim mustn't feel I stay here in this place. And the same way, a mujahid also, and a muballigh also, not in one place must be his home. He must be, sare jahan hai watan hamara. The whole world is our home. So this hijrat broke that idol also. One time I asked Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Sahib Rahmatullah Ali that this hadith I said that hubbul watan min al iman, to love your home is also part of iman. So Mufti Sahib was a great alim and a great sheikh. He made out immediately that I'm missing home. I'm thinking of home. That's why I'm quoting this hadith now. So Mufti Sahib, how beautifully he said, first of all, this is not a hadith. It has been fabricated. It's not a genuine hadith. And he said, had it been a hadith also, it doesn't mean your worldly home. It means Jannat is your home. And the love of Jannat is part of Iman. Now for a Muslim, just worldly home of ours. So we that we usually say home, sweet home, should not be on our tongue. The whole world is our home. And we must be comfortable and easy wherever we are. The whole world is our home. So the hijrat broke that idol also. Don't think that it is my home and I'm going back to home, sweet home. There is nothing like that for a true mu'min. Aapke ghar mein akhtar ki ye hadri. Hazrat says that my presence here in your house, O Allah Ta'ala, ek na ahal par hai khuda ka karam. This is the great mercy and kindness of Allah on a person who is not worthy of it at all. Every person should feel like that. And then the value of the tawaf, of the presence, of the umrah, of the ziyarat will become so great. Also Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali used to say, in order to increase the value of our hijrah, of our tawaf and umrah, etc., we should say this poem, kahan main aur kahan ye tawaf tere ghar ka, where me and the tawaf of your house, I'm not fit. And then a person will make shukr deeply from his heart that, oh Allah, where you have brought me. I'm a person that, and some people got no time. Other people's health. We see how many people on the wheelchairs and how really sick they are. How can that person reach there? It is only the kindness of Allah. Some people are so busy. Some people, even if you are pious, righteous, healthy, but to be there is only the kindness of Allah. So a person, may our hearts be attached to Makkah Sharif, Medina Sharif, and especially during these days. From the first of Shawwal until the time of Hajj, moreover, our hearts must be connected and we should be attached to Kaaba Sharif. Fortunate is that person who is far from the Kaaba, but his heart is there. Who is far from Madinatul Munawwara, but his heart is there. And very sad is it for a person who is there, but his heart is at home. His heart is in his business, his heart is in sports, his heart is in the politics at home. All those things, our heart should be there. May Allah bless us with this reality. In this kitab of our Islah, the questions and the answers, and before that, words of wisdom of our pious people and wise people, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, the honor of this dunya is in wealth. that a person has wealth, people respect him, he has honor. And the honor of akhirat is in amal. There a person's honor will not be seen how much wealth you got. Yeah, they all see that what kind of car you're driving, what kind of house you're living in. It must be a double story at least. It must be having 5-6 bedrooms at least, all that. That is what people see. And in akhirat, the honor will be with dunya is temporary, it's going to get finished. And the real honor, even in this world, is with the amal. But very few people got the eyes to see that. The general people of the world look at dunya with the material things. How much more material things a person has got, then according to that, he gets position, etc. Mullah, what's the full name? Mullah?
Nasruddin.
There was a dawat, a meal, invitation, all big people, wealthy people. He also went. Then they saw him dressed like a pauper, poor person. They chased him away. How can you come here? So he went back and he wore now clothes like a rich person. A big jubba, amama, everything like a wealthy, big person. Then they allowed him to go in. Then he started putting food on the clothes. So they say, Mullah, what are you doing here? So he says, I haven't got respect, my clothes got respect. When I came as I am, people chased me away. When I wore this clothes, so I haven't got the respect and honor, my clothes got the respect and honor. So that is what this dunya is. Hadrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, dunya ki fikr andhera hai. The fikr of dunya, how to accumulate wealth, how to get this of dunya, that of dunya, this is darkness. And the fikr of akhirat is noor. When a person has fikr, what will happen to me in my qabr? What will happen to me on the day of qiyamah? I must prepare for that. That brings noor in his heart. And when a person is just concerned of dunya, I must earn more, this I must do of dunya, this brings darkness in his heart. May Allah bless us with these realities, inshallah. Yeah, one condition, one person wrote to Hazrat, Ek talib islah ne likha hai, a person who wanted his islah wrote, ke Allah ka zikr karta hoon, I make the zikr of Allah, to kabhi kabhi aisa mehsoos hota hai, ke mere andar se koi cheez hai, jo Allah ko pukar rahi hai. And sometimes, now and then, I feel within me, there is something that is calling on Allah Ta'ala. I am making zikr, but within me I can see a connection. Something is calling onto Allah Ta'ala. Kabhi kabhi awaz mein dard paida ho jata hai. And sometimes as I'm making zikr, in my zikr, Allah, Allah, then I can feel that there is that pain in that voice also. Hazrat replied and said, Mubarak, or very blessed. When a person does zikr with feeling, these things come. So zikr has to be done with passion and with love. Not just outwardly repeating the name, but with feeling and love. Then a person will see the effects of it. Another question, zikr ke dauran aksar guna yaad aa jaate hai. There's also many people complain, till out of Quran Sharif, making zikr, even namaz, then gunas we start thinking about. What gunas we had done, or to commit gunas, evil thoughts come. Hazrat replied, is taraf khiyal na kare. Don't let your thoughts go in that direction. And further, ek baar khoob tauba karke guna bhool jaye. At one time, make sincere, genuine tawbah, then forget your gunas. We are not created to remember our gunas. We are created to remember Allah. The only time we should remember our gunas, when pride starts coming in us. When we haven't committed guna for long, and now we are regular, now shaitan, oh, you're a big Sufi, you're a very pious person, then remember what I was. Then just little bit, remember just to get the balance in order again. The one pen is gone down too much, so now just put a weight in the other pen and bring the balance again, so that you don't forget your past. Only at that, but otherwise we are not created to remember our gunas. Hum aap Hak Taala ke zikr wa yaad ke liye paida kiye gaye hain. Allah Hazrat says, me and you, all of us, we have been created to remember Allah. Na ke guna ke zikr wa yaad ke liye, not to remember our gunas. That gunas, once you have made sincere tawbah, throw them in the back and forget about them. ماضی کے گناہ سے توبہ و ندابت اور مستقبل کے لیے عزم تقوی و احتیاط وہ بھی توکلن علی اللہ کافی ہے. To make sincere tawbah and to be sorry of the gunas that we have committed in the past. And for the future, firm resolution and with taqwa. And that also depending on Allah. Don't depend on yourself. Seek the help of Allah. I am determined, but Allah, you help me. On my own, I can't save myself from guna. In that way, that is enough for a person. Himmat wa dua se khub kaam le. What your courage which Allah has given every person. And with dua, use these great, great powers which Allah has given you. Himmat also Allah has given everyone. Hazrat says that to give up guna. Like for example, there is a beautiful woman. And today it is such, not even beautiful, but every person just wants to look all the time. But you got the himmat. Everyone Allah has given that you don't look. Use that himmat which Allah has given you. Himmat or dua, and be very, very, and dua also, as we mentioned, try and cry in your, if you are really sincere, you will cry. When somebody, you got a health problem, somebody in your very dear person, then how you cry to Allah, how you make sincere dua like that, not just outwardly, very just casually a person makes dua, but when he's really confronted with something, how he makes that dua in that way. And our greatest enemy is nafs and shaitan who lets us make guna. So our enemy is this guna, and for that we should use this power of himmat and this power of dua. Another condition, aaj Allah Allah kehte hue riqqat taari hoge. Today when I was making zikr, this person writes, then tears started coming out of my eyes. Aansu behne lage. Baad zikr, aapki irshad ki hui dua ki. And after zikr, I made this dua which you taught us, Hazrat. He's writing to Hazrat, the dua which Hazrat taught, which person should make. Ey Allah, gunao ke asbab ko mujhse dur kar dijiye. The occasions and the temptations of guna, oh Allah, remove them from me. That I must not be tempted to commit guna. To yak guna sukoon naseeb hua. Then I felt a great comfort in my heart. Hazrat replied, Mubarak halat hai, a very good condition, that you felt like that and you made that dua. May Allah give us the reality of zikr and the reality of dua as well, inshallah. We've started the kitab, Ma'arif Mathnavi. Yeah, at the beginning, Hazrat is writing about, briefly, who Maulana Rum, Rahmatullah Ali, was. A brief biography of Maulana Rum, Rahmatullah Ali. Aapka naam Muhammad, aur laqab Jalaluddin tha. Maulana Jalaluddin, Rahmatullah Ali's name is Muhammad. And his title, which he was known with, was Jalaluddin. Urf-e-aam mein Maulana Rumi ke naam se mashhoor hai. Normally people know him as Maulana Rum, Rahmatullah Ali. 604 Hijri mein Baqam e Balkh paida hue. He was born in the year 604 in the place which is known as Balkh, which today is part of Afghanistan. And that was about 831 years ago that he was born today. It wasn't like Mullah went to this old places where you see old things. No, where you see all the old things. Museum. To a museum. So the guide said this thing here was, it happened 30 million years ago. So Mullah put up his hand. Asked what? He said 30 million and 2 years. So he also, that this person knows better than me all the history. So how come you know? So he said, I was here 2 years ago. Then also you said 30 million. So another 2 years you have to add. So 831 years ago, Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah was born. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu anhu ki aulad mein hai. He is from the offspring of Hazrat Abu Bakr. Unki walid ka naam Bahauddin ibn Hussein Balkhi hai. His father was Bahauddin, the son of Hussein Balkhi. Muhammad Khar Zame Shah mutawaffi 617 Maulana ka haqiqi nana tha. This great person, Muhammad Khar Zamsha, who was a king of the time. He was the Nana of Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi, Rahmatullah Ali. He was the real grandson from his daughter's, from his mother's side of this great king. In other words, Deen also, he was blessed so much. Dunya also, Allah gave him a great position. Sanat 610 Hijri mein Maulana ke wali Sheikh Bahauddin Bagh chhod kar Nishapur ke. After 6 years when he was, after he was born, his father left Balkh, the place where he was born, and went to Nishapur. Hazrat Khaja Fariduddin Attar Rahmatullah Ali milne aaye. Great, great buzurg Hazrat Fariduddin Attar Rahmatullah Ali came and meet them. Us waqt Maulana ki umar 6 saal ki thi, was 6 years old. Aur apne walid ke hamra thi, was with his father. Hazrat Khaja Fariduddin Attar Rahmatullah Ali ne apni masnavi asrar nama tabarrukan hadiya di. And Maulana Fariduddin Attar Rahmatullah Ali, his masnavi collection of poems, he gave it as a gift to his father. Aur Maulana Bahauddin se farmaya ke is johar qabil se ghafil na rehna. Don't be unmindful of this precious jewel which you have got. The boy was only 6 years, but he made out this is somebody who's going to be very, very great. Ye ek din ghalghala baland kar dega. It won't be long. One day he will cause a turmoil in the earth, a revolution to come. Maulana ne ibtidai ta'alim apne walid se hasil ki. His initial education, deeni, he acquired from his father. مولانا کے والد نے اپنے شاگرد خاص و مرید بی اختصاص مولانا برہان الدین کو ان کا اطالق مقرر کیا. Then his father, his special student and murid, who was مولانا برہان الدین, he made him to take care of مولانا روم رحمت اللہ علی. اطالق, the tutor and the person who guides you, who nurtures you, everything, that is اطالق. مولانا نے انہی کے اطالقی میں تربیت پائی. And he was trained and brought up, his تربیت was made by him. اور اکثر علوم ان سے حاصل کیے. And most of the علوم, knowledge which he acquired from him. 18 سال کی عمر میں مولانا کی شادی ہوئی. He got married at the age of 18. اور اسی سال اپنے والد کے ہمراہ قونیا میں آئے. And that same year with his father he came to Konya, where he's buried, aur yahi rehne lage, and he stayed in Konya, which is in Turkey today. Yeah, also we learn that at the age of 18 he got married. That is the correct way of life. And he had acquired his knowledge, didn't waste his time in excursions and sports and music and all other useless pursuits, etc. The basic what he needed to learn, he learned, and he became physically, mentally matured, responsible, and he got married at the age of 18. And that is the age when you are at the height of your desires, and you are married with your halal wife, you satisfy them, you get sawab all the time. And the way of the West is that at that age you must play around, you must fool around, you must destroy your health, you must destroy everything of yours, and when you are useless, then you go and get married. Hey, you go through with so many women in your life, the girl goes through with so many men in her life, and then now you get married. What kind of a marriage? But we are so blind we can't see. We are still just going blindfoldedly into that way of universities, colleges, and all these things. Whereas this is the correct way. And then see what work Allah took from such people. And today we, what work we can do? Nothing. اپنے والد کے انتقال کے بعد 25 سال کی عمر میں مولانا نے تکمیل علوم کے لیے شام کا سفر کیا. After his father passed away at the age of 25, he went to Syria and to complete his knowledge, to acquire more further knowledge. کچھ دن شہر حلب کے مدرسہ جلادیہ کے دار الاقامہ میں قیام کر کے کمال الدین بن عدیم سے فیض حاصل کیا. And he stayed in this مدرسہ جلادیہ. And this was exactly as our دار الاقامہ are today. In this دار الاقامہ, the hostel of this مدرسہ, he stayed and he learned from کمال الدین بن عدیم. He learned great knowledge from him. پھر 7 سال تک دمشق میں تحصیل علوم و فنون کرتے رہے. And 7 years he acquired deen of knowledge also, and dunya's knowledge also, necessary knowledge he acquired. تمام مذاہب سے واقف تھے. He knew all 4 مذہبs. اور علم فقہ اور اختلافیات میں خاص ملکہ رکھتے تھے. And fiqh, he was his particular pet subject, and also all the differences between the mazhabs, all that also he was an expert in that field. فلسفہ و حکمت و تصوف میں ان کا کوئی نظیر نہیں تھا. In philosophy, in حکمت, in medicine, and in tasawwuf, there was no second to him. He was the most unique and the most superior. Sheikh Bahauddin ke intiqal ke baad, Maulana ke ataliq, Sayyid Burhanuddin ne 9 saal tak ilm-e-batin aur suluk ki taaleem bhi di. And his ataliq, his tutor that he had, Sheikh Bahauddin, when he had passed away, then Maulana ke ataliq, the tutor, Sayyid Burhanuddin, ne 9 saal tak ilm-e-batin wa suluk ki taaleem bhi di. He taught him for 9 years after that, after his initial tutor had passed away. Uske baad Maulana ki umar taaleem wa tadreez mein guzarne lagi. Then Maulana started teaching and all was lessons, etc. And as Hazrat has explained, which most probably is coming in front, that Maulana Rum had 500 ulama behind him all the time. And who should learn from him, not students, ulama. They should make his khidmat, carry his stove, his pot and pans, his bathing, and they should make his khidmat and they should learn. And this carried on until he met his sheikh, Sheikh Tabriz Rahmatullah Ali. من كشكول معرفة خصوصية نمبر تين special دعاء which Hazrat has written here. ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إسرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا. This is a special دعاء also which we do make, but we should take more care and do it also at least once a day and keep the meaning and the tafsir of it in mind also. Ki tafsir mein Allama Alusi Rahmatullah Ali farmate hain, and Maulana Alusi Rahmatullah Ali says, Isran se murad takalif shaqqa hai. Rabbana wala tahmil alayna isran. Oh Allah, do not put heavy, heavy burdens and heavy, heavy tasks upon us. Tasks which we cannot manage, which we cannot handle. Sometimes a person doesn't know how to handle a situation. So Allah, save us from heavy, such heavy tasks and such great, great difficulties. Save us. How important dua it is. Sabiqa umam par jo takalif shaqqa thi, unhi se panah mangi gayi. And the hard difficulties that were on the previous ummah, from there we were asked to ask protection. That don't make it difficult for us, particularly how it was difficult on the ummah of before. Min qablina, the ummah that were before. Sahib Ruhul Maani Tahrir farmate hain, Allama Alusi Rahmatullah Ali writes, is ummah ki khususiyat mein se hai. Out of the special qualities and favors of Allah upon this ummah is, کہ بنو اسرائیل پر جو تکالیف شاقہ کے حکام تھے وہ اس امت سے اٹھا لیے گئے. The difficult commands of Allah which was on the Bani Israel, they have been removed from this ummah. We should appreciate this very much. And here also we should learn a lesson. People who say, the ulama who try and keep the sunnat and that way of life, they say they are extremists. They are being too, they are fanatical. See what this is from what was for the Bani Israel, and what is our condition? Where is this fanatism and where is this being extreme? The Bani Israel is aur wo takalif-e-shaq ka ye hai. What was it? The difficult things that the previous ummah had to bear with, which Allah had made faraz upon them. Qisas aur tawbah ke liye qatl-e-nafs zaruri tha. That for qisas, if one person killed another person, it was for us that that person's life must be taken. In our deen, you can pay the blood money. If those people are happy to accept the blood money, the family of the who was killed, then you don't have to take the life of that person. And for tawbah also, sincere tawbah, like in Alif Lam Mim we read, that Allah Ta'ala commanded they must fight amongst themselves and kill one another, then their tawbah will be accepted. Allah Ta'ala hasn't put that for us. Just make sincere tawbah. How easy isn't our deen? Where is the extremism in there? Where is the fanatism in there? What a moderate deen Allah has given us. Yes, it's different. A person wants to live like an animal and live like a beast and a wild person, then he will call even small little regulations. It's too hard for us. We can't manage it. Najasat ki jaga libas ya badan ko kaatna parta tha. If some napaki impurity, urine, stool, semen, any other dirt fell on the clothes, you couldn't wash it. It had to be cut out. And on the body also, that part of the body had to be cut. Not washed. Ours is so easy. How easy Allah has made it. For them, how difficult was it? Where is the extremism? Where is the fanatism in this? So easy. And which Maulvi gives a fatwa today, you have to cut your clothes or cut your skin. Where the dirt fell, the impurity, cut it out. That is that you can call extremism. This is not extremism. Ours is such a moderate deen. Zakat chautai faraz thi. And zakat 25% was faraz. Ours is 2.5%. Hey, how little. Which our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali explained so beautifully. Zakat, on what is it faraz? On that money which you didn't use the whole year. What you use to buy your car, house, your furniture, your clothing, your groceries, everything, whatever necessities, zakat is not on that. Tax on your income taxes. Yes, zakat is on what is left over, not what your income is. What is left over, the tax, the zakat is kept. And for the whole year, what you didn't use. And 4 seasons pass, summer, winter, spring, autumn. It shows you don't need it the whole year, which is extra. And on that, if Allah made 100%, it was understandable. You don't need it. It stayed with you for a whole year. Or if Allah made it 97.5%, 90, 80, 50, 20, Allah came right down to 2.5%. How little, isn't it? Where is this extremism? Where is this fundamentalism? Where is this what they call? There's nothing like that. Our Islam, which the ulama teach us, which is from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is 100 a moderate deen and a perfect way for us. It isn't, if you want to live like free of deen, then you find it, you want to live like an animal just widely and freely, then it's different. Jabki is ummat se qisas maaf kiya ja sakta hai, ya qatl ki jaga diyat di ja sakti hai. Yeah, in our deen, if somebody had killed somebody, that family, they can either make maaf or they take the blood money from it. But in their Sharia, you had to kill the person. There was no way out. Isi tarah najazat ko pani se dho diya jata hai. Kapra ya badan ko qata karna nahi padta. Our Sharia, some napaki impurity fell, and all this happens all the time. Wash it 3 times, squeeze it out. It has become park. Your body napaki has fallen. You wash it out properly. Finish your park. So that was not in their Sharia. Or zakat sirf 2.5% hai. And zakat is only 2.5%. That's all. So Allah has made our Sharia so easy. We should appreciate and try and be regular and proper with our Sharia. But just like everyone, students, they feel the authorities are too strict. Whatever they don't see the other things. They are too strict. Children, they feel our parents are too strict on us, that they are not lenient, they are too strict. But what are the rules for which is the betterment of the generation that is coming? Those rules are necessary. And our Sharia and our rules are not at all difficult and hard. They are practical and they are easy that a person can follow. May Allah give us proper understanding.